So I thought I'd start at one of the known hangouts in Ipswich. This is an empty office block which has steps out front. People congregate on here, particularly in the evening. Sometimes there's fly-tipped furniture used, but evidence of drinking happening. We've got a bunch of Skol Super cans, 9% by volume, littered on the floor here. This one is a Omega White Cider. That's 7.5% by volume, so still super strength.
Super Skol Tennent's special brew cider.
So you've got some strong cider in the bag there. Yeah. What kind of volume will you get through in a day?
210 units, 60 to 100.
60 to 100 units a day.
Which is about 20 to 30 cans.
The police have been encouraging people not to sell super strength alcohol for a year now. Have you noticed any impact of that in Ipswich?
Not at all. The shops that are adamant that they're going to sell it have made more business and they know exactly where to go. I mean, I shouldn't really say this, but the licences in Ipswich are from 9:30 Monday to Friday or 9 o'clock, but he serves as soon as he opens, and that's a no-no. But everyone who's an alcoholic knows that.
So that story was echoed by other street drinkers I found in Ipswich town centre, and while they were keen to complain about the possible consequences, they all said they could still easily buy super strength alcohol, even from shops which told the police that they'd stopped. My search for drinkers was, though, quite lengthy, with many of the historic spots in churchyards and car parks now empty. Inspector Andrew Mason says that's because of the Reducing the Strength campaign.
The evidence is pointing to a good start. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination. You know, we had 78 identified street drinkers at the start of the project. We're down to 38 now, that's half. And we've helped 40-odd people rebuild their lives. And, there's more work to do. There always is in policing.
I mean, just a few yards from where we've stood now, there is a persistent group of street drinkers. I imagine they're all known to the police and they are all regularly involved with you one way or another. And that's interesting that it is actually a small but persistent group.
Yeah, there are some people that don't want to be helped, and it is not ideal that that's occurring. We had 12 identified locations for street drinking prior to the start of our project. We're down to 2 now. But it's good where we know that where they are, our outreach workers can engage with them.
Other concerns that people have raised are that drinkers will switch to spirits if they can't get hold of super strength, or they will shoplift more, or there will be other kind of low-level street crime in order to get the money to buy more expensive alcohol. Have you seen any of that?
No, we haven't. I mean, I can answer some of those questions specifically. As we said, our thefts of alcohol were down in the premises that removed this item. And the other thing, you know, to stress is it's volume, but also it's cheapness. So if you can buy one can for 89p that takes you over your daily alcohol limit as an adult for 89p, you know, if you are a street drinker, someone who hasn't got much money, there's a big difference between that and buying a big bottle of vodka and everything like that. So it's the volume and the cheapness together, in my mind, equals trouble.
So it is still a voluntary code, but when I went out with Ipswich Borough Council licensing officers and the police 6 months into the campaign, they were pointing out to shopkeepers that if they ended up as the only location selling super strength and then suffered an increase in antisocial behaviour as a result, then their whole licence may be affected. I understand 5 or so shops have had their licences reviewed over the last year, and one shop is in the process of being closed down. Suffolk Police say they will hold a national conference to share what they've done, but there's already been interest from other towns and cities in how they've tackled the super strength problem.